The Temptations. Papa was a Rolling Stone from 1972 here on the mix on 90.7 WKGC, FM and HD. Here when you need us. Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
And welcome to Wednesday, October 13th. That means tomorrow, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time on Comcast Channel 6 and GCSCTV.com. It's Radio Cosmos Live with Mike Thompson.
Yeah, this week's featured artist is Lucky Mud. It's going to be season 2, episode 15, and they joined. Tomorrow is going to be their episode airing at 9 p.m. They're in the studio with us today. How are y'all doing today?
We're fabulous. So glad to be here.
So how was your time on Radio Cosmos Live with Mike? We always preface that he is rock and roll radio lunacy.
Yeah.
It was wonderful. We're very familiar with the studio, and so it was interesting because I think he sort of flew in at the last minute, but uh-huh. It was fun, and for us kind of totally unexpected and off the cuff. So we had a good time.
It was fun.
Y'all have been at it at performing and writing your own music for
a long time. Yeah. The first time we played on stage together was at the Okolochne Music Festival in 1972, so it's been a while.
Lord of mercy.
So it's so funny when you said Papa was a Rolling Stone from 72, that's the year we got married. So
Oh, I love it. Yeah. That's awesome.
So you've been writing your own music and performing. How long have y'all been in the area?
Well, I was born and raised here. This is my hometown. As a matter of fact, I'm like sixth generation Northwest Florida.
Oh, wow.
And I got stationed here during Vietnam at Tyndall. That's the farthest north I'd ever been because I'm from Central Florida. So.
And I was leading the anti-war protests against Vietnam on the marina. And I met him at actually one of the local places called the Odyssey at the time. It was a head shop and great live music. Bands came through, Wet Willie and Shades and all kinds of great music. So
black light posters.
Real hippie stuff.
It was a different it was a different time, but no less insane than it is now.
And then we lost our mind and we went to Nashville for 7 years. That was an adventure. So
yeah.
And honestly, the best thing we learned was what we didn't want. Yeah. And because for us, Nashville's fine for those people who want that. But it was in that weird transition period going from the real kind of what we call the geniuses of, Lefty Frizzell and Merle Haggard and George Jones and all those people and people who kind of mostly wrote their own stuff to the pop transition. And so it was like really weird times. And we just...
It was when crossover country was invented. And we were in the basement of RCA one time when Chet Atkins walked in, and he said to everybody, I just want to apologize for this crossover. I just wanted us to make a living. I was just trying to figure out how we could make a living doing this. Right?
But it was really more about the business and not the music, and that was disheartening to us. So we came back home, and we realized that's just not what we wanted. We wanted to make the kind of music we wanted to make, and be around people who loved stories and loved, you know, just real honest experiences. So,
and that's really taken us, you know, we've toured the country, we've toured Europe, Ireland, England, Canada, so we've had a good run at it. Hopefully
Texas.
It's not, I don't mean that in a past tense.
and certainly y'all have talked previously when you were here last a while back about touring Ireland with your other group that is really just the two of y'all, but performing traditional Irish music.
Well, no, we don't play Irish music in Ireland. We play honky tonk.
Oh, because of course that's what they want.
Yeah. And then we steal their songs and bring them back and play them for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, we do Scottish games. We do the patches St. Patrick's Day.
That's awesome.
I guess we're there in perpetuity for a while. So every St.
In perpetuity for a while, I like that.
But yeah, we go over there and we would play honky tonk. We did yodeling and all kinds of stuff, and they loved it. They loved all of that. And then we would just pick up, you know, some of their music and bring it back when we do Scottish festivals and patches and places like that. And it's just been wonderful. They let us steal their music. they do their own music really, really well. They don't really need Americans going over there.
And everything's changing. I mean, we were just saying earlier, we We're actually doing our own radio show now, a half hour at home in our own studio, and we just put it on our website, and it's all only the people who've played music with us on our stage or we've played with on tour. So it's a way to get music, keep music out so you can hear it. There's a lot of frustrated musicians now because that's how we communicate with each other. And so we're just trying to keep the music going.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Speaking of music, we're going to have you perform one of your songs for us on this first break.
All right.
Tell me a little bit about Tomcat.
Well, actually, it's about, you know, Tomcat strutting, essentially. You know how Tomcats are. Mm-hmm. And I kind of wrote it about a guy we knew. He used to come and listen to us play. And I thought, you know, he's exactly what he says he is. There's no pretense. You know, he's just out there to have fun and enjoy himself. And so I think it applies to the feline version as well as the, you know, human version. So this is just my little song about Tomcats.
Certainly. Tomcat, Mike and Maggie McKinney, Lucky Mud.
There's a tomcat a-tomin' in the middle of the night, howling for the lover he can't find. He's a-itchin' and a-twitchin' with a lousy disposition. He's just looking for a fight. He's a tomcat, tomcat, tomin'. He's a tomcat, tomin' around. Tomcat, tomin', tomcat, tomin'. He's a tomcat, tomin' around. He's a single-minded feline when he's running through the alley, looking for a lover on the loose. You can see him in the street like you can see him in the shadows. He's out spreading the news. He's a tomcat, tomcat, tom, and he's a tomcat, tomming around. Tomcat, tomcat, tom, and he's a tomcat, tomming around. He's a-looking for a pussycat with no affiliation. He can win her with his charm and tomcat ways. He's a natural provider of awesome titillation. He's the king of all strays. He's a tomcat, tomcat, tom, and he's a tomcat, tomming around. Tomcat, tomcat, tom, and he's a tomcat, tomming around. Tomcat, tomcat, Tom, and he's a tomcat, tomming around.
Mike and Maggie McKinney, Lucky Mud with Tomcat. Certainly, I see your point of it being almost a euphemism about the human endeavor of being a tomcat.
That's right.
We're going to take a quick break. You can, of course, catch Mike and Maggie McKinney, Lucky Mud, on this week's episode of Radio Cosmos Live, airing Thursday night, 9 p.m. Central on GCSETV.com and Comcast Channel 6. We'll be right back for more Lucky Mud on the Mix.